To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is February 4th, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that has been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, YouTube viewers out there, or at least on iOS and Android, look a little different to you? Well, it probably should if you've updated. That's because YouTube has now added easy-to-access controls to its video player. That's on iOS and Android platforms. Yep, the new redesign for the YouTube interface for mobile now includes quick access to those like buttons, and a few other controls too. Now, you might remember when you watched a video in full screen before, you'd actually have to go back from landscape mode to actually see those thumbs up and thumb down buttons. Well, no more. Also, the option to share the video you're watching now can be accessed from the landscape view as well. There's also new controls at the bottom that will give you an easy way to access the comments for that particular video. All you have to do is just tap the comments button now and away you go. No more of that flipping down, to the side, up again. Well, that of course if the video you're watching is actually entertaining. If it sucks, well then yeah, you gotta flip back up and go find something else to watch. Still haven't got your hands on a new PS5? Well, you would not be alone in this. Looks like Sony's still having problems with supply chain issues. Now, even though they've shipped about almost 4 million PlayStation 5 consoles, particularly over the Christmas season, looks like all their stock got sucked up quite quick. And since about December 31st of last year, if you were able to find a PS5 on a shelf at your local store, well, consider it a unicorn. However, though, a PS4? Pretty much get that anywhere. Now, the biggest problem, at least according to Sony, is the main hardware. Just like every other company in the world right now, particularly those in tech. Certain chips, certain motherboards, yeah, the list goes on and on. We've even heard here at the news show, one of the holdups, the actual controllers. Yeah, apparently there's not enough to go around. Now, Sony did say they're hoping the supply constraints will be better this year and are projecting about 4 to 5 million units should be available in the coming months. However, though, things can change, so we'll see. And finally, well, it looks like Elon Musk's SpaceX Starlink, yeah, they mean business. Yeah, the Starlink internet service is about to give you 500 megabits per second, of course, at a price. Yes, Mr. Musk announced that the new service includes a higher performance antenna, and that antenna will give you speeds between 150 and 500 megabits per second, with about a 20 to 40 millisecond latency. Not bad for satellite internet. That's up from the current 50 to 250 megabits, though the latency is the same. Now, you were just hearing me say about, well, if you want to pay up, and that's what you're going to have to do. First off, that new antenna. Now, unfortunately, can't use the old one. So now you've got an upfront cost of $2,500. Yeah, that's not chump change. And if that wasn't enough, get ready to shell out $500 a month, too. Of course, if you're in a rural area where literally there's no internet available, most people will pay whatever it takes, as long as it's reliable. Now, speaking of that antenna, if you were looking for another little flat satellite dish, nah, this sucker's square. In fact, some people might mistake this thing for a big old iPad Pro on a stick. Now, if you're feeling the need for speed, deliveries apparently are due to start in the second quarter of this year. And you might want to save up between now and then, too, because that $500 deposit, yeah, you're going to need that before you get started anyways. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the news show today to keep us alive, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. You can also find all the other great BTN content at britishtechnetwork.com. That includes the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.